Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on climate change and climate action. And this week we continue last week's theme of recycling electrics and small devices. And she'll be joined by Porrick Power from Refurbed, Ireland's online marketplace for refurbished devices, to tell us why it's time to rethink new. But first, we send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out how consumers currently feel about buying a refurbished appliance or device.
I have often bought a secondhand phone or a secondhand electronic device from other people and I've never had a problem with it ever.
I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't know what'd be on them. So no, I wouldn't buy them.
I might get the battery replaced in my phone as opposed to maybe buying, you know, a secondhand phone.
Since I was 18, I'm 26 now. I've gotten two or three phones off the same guy secondhand just beside Costco. There's there in Fisborough and they've been perfect. They've lasted me two or three years, same as the iPhone would.
I go to refurbished websites where there is a guarantee and I find that it's actually much better than the original new ones because they've been checked over by someone.
Well, you want to know your source where you're getting them from.
Absolutely you do. Well, we're joined now by Porrick Power from Refurbed, Ireland's main online marketplace for refurbished devices. Porrick, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. And it all sounds very positive there, really, that people, consumers are becoming or have become more aware of how good buying a refurbished item is, not only for the environment, but for the bank balance, the back pocket as well. Are you finding that now in your experience since Refurbed has been in here in Ireland?
Yes, absolutely. So with regards to Refurbed, for example, so we refurbished electronics and we came to Ireland just over 3 years ago and there definitely was a lack of understanding of exactly what refurbishment was, with regards to the sustainability aspect, like you mentioned, and also with the cost aspect as well. People just think the tech's really expensive. But over the last 3 years, we've really seen an education of consumers in Ireland, and we've seen people spreading the word. So they're realizing that refurbished tech is a top quality option that actually is more sustainable, is more environmentally friendly, and is a lot cheaper. So there's just been a real kind of cultural shift towards understanding of what refurbishment is, and just how good it is for all aspects mentioned.
And do you see a particular demographic, actually, Porrick, that is more interested in having a refurbished appliance now? Or do you find that perhaps maybe young people are still, oh, you know, it's refurbished, when actually I want something that's gleaming and new?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, we see different tendencies for different audiences. So younger people actually don't mind having something refurbished at all. In fact, a lot of younger people like that. They see having something more sustainable as a badge of honour and they like to promote that. Whereas then when we see some older generations, like parents or older than that, a lot of the time they come to refurbished or refurbished companies, firstly for the financial savings, and they buy for the price, but once they've bought and they see the environmental impact, because we share all of that in the purchase journey, that becomes a new driver for them the next time they're coming by.
And what kinds of things then are people looking for? What is it that you provide?
Yeah, so anything in your day-to-day tech. So for example, I'm talking to you now on a refurbished phone, a refurbished laptop, smartwatch, headphones, anything that you would use yourself personally. But then outside of that, we've also expanded in the last number of years. So we have things like home appliances when it comes to coffee machines, microwaves, robot hoovers, for example. And then just earlier this year, we launched e-bikes and e-scooters to Ireland. So we are very excited to bring refurbished sports equipment here as well. So really everything you'd use yourself in day to day that you can kind of think of in that sphere.
It's a wonderful thing and it's incredible too, you know, how it contributes to the whole circular economy and how important that is. So when we're talking about saving money, how much money can people save? Because obviously people will be interested in what they keep in the back pocket. So is it significantly more financially beneficial to go down the refurbished route than to buy new?
Yes, it is. So generally speaking, the price savings can differ across the subcategories, some of the ones I mentioned. But on average, you save up to 40% versus a new device. And then when you look into certain categories, like laptops or the e-bikes, for example, you actually save up to 50% on average with those types of categories. And to put that into, I suppose, financial terms, a lot of phones nowadays would be €800 plus. And if you're saving 40%, that could be like 450 euros. So you could be saving over €300. When it comes to laptops, sometimes they're over 1,000 if you're buying them new. So you could be saving over €500 laptops. So So they're really huge savings. And then you also mentioned the circular economy, which is a huge part of refurbed as well, and the savings for the environment, because all of this new material doesn't need to be taken from the planet. There's huge environmental savings there as well.
Are you looking to Porrick for people to surrender their phones and their laptops and their appliances to you? Or where do you actually get them from?
Yeah, so with regards to where we get them from, the vast majority of our products are actually from big businesses. So you'd have large businesses, the likes of Stripe or those other big multinationals, and they give the devices to their staff, but they have internal policies where you need to get rid of your device every year or every 2 years. So it's a lot of these corporate devices that before would have just gone to e-waste then or gone to landfill, whereas now they're saved and they're refurbished, and that's where we would get the majority of our stock. When it comes to consumers having their own devices, we don't have a trade-in service in Ireland yet as refurbed. It's something we are definitely looking into. But in the meantime, we would recommend going to any of those local stores where you can sell a device, whether it's for parts, if it's a really old one, or whether it's a newer model and you can get a bit of cash for yourself. Or then if it is something that you don't want to sell or isn't useful for selling, you can go on to We Ireland. It's W-E-E-E Ireland. And they have safe e-waste recycling stored all over Ireland.
Excellent. Well, Porrick Power from Refurbed. Refurbed.ie is the website. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week.
Thank you so much, Carol. Absolute pleasure.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. Don't forget, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, and we certainly have had some fascinating conversations about the environment, sustainability, different levels actually, you can listen back right now on the Sunshine Radio website. You can also get more information on the Hours to Protect initiative there too, sunshineradio.ie. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.